Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show with wonderful guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. Today, we're discussing the topic of COVID-19, the new normal in multifamily. Joining me today is Jackie Aguirre, Vice President of Operations for Veritas Equity Management, and Peter Rennes, Vice President of South Texas for Apartment Life. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you, Paul.
Hello.
So, Jackie, I want to start with you. I mean, you are on the front lines operating multifamily properties, throughout different submarkets around the Houston area for sure. What have you seen are some of the challenges that have already surfaced? I'm sure more will surface later as this crisis continues to go on. But what have you seen so far that is different from the way you were operating previously?
Well, we've seen a little bit of everything. We have a couple of properties throughout Houston, and we are starting to see some of our traffic flow slow down. We're having to do a lot of virtual tours, a lot of phone calls, and people trying to get information as far as wanting to rent apartments. My team has been in the midst of all this as well, just trying to figure out how we're going to, you know, get over it, get through this together. And we've noticed just a change in the way that we, you know, do our day-to-day operations. We are conducting calls on Zoom to try to do meetings with our managers and give them instructions and equip them with proper information to give to the residents as far as how we will be conducting service requests in the units, providing them with links of where, you know, tenants can get assistance with paying rent. So we've seen a little bit of everything. Our team stays in the loop with trying to get through all of this. So there's been a change drastically for sure, but we're doing our very best to do what we need in order to get them all the resources that they need to continue to do the work, collect rent, lease apartments.
Have you noticed saw the results of a study that J. Turner Research did and just released a couple of days ago about rent collection and how the COVID-19 situation is affecting rent collection. Their study said that of the people that were surveyed, 56% said that they had seen a decline in rent collection from this time in April over last month and at the same time in March. And they said that the average decline was a little bit over 12%. Have you noticed a decline in your rent collection? And if so, what are you finding?
Yeah, we actually have seen a decline. We actually are monitoring the numbers very closely. And so we definitely are 15%. Our delinquency right now is, 5% higher than it normally is at this point in time compared to previous months around this time. The good thing is that our team's working really hard as far as being in contact with everyone, and just trying to understand the situation, what they're going through, and then also providing them again with the resources that they need to potentially get assistance to continue to get those that rent covered. We are assisting them with late fees and not pushing on those, not giving any kind of notice to vacate or any being too pushy on getting that rent collected and being more understanding as far as we know what's going on. People are losing their jobs. And so, yes, there has been an increase in our delinquency compared to the past.
You know, Peter, our apartment life has teams scattered throughout, you know, all over the country and even in Canada. But I know you, since you're the vice president of the South Texas area, you've got teams in that region. What types of challenges have been reported back to you through your teams of things that are happening on the sites of these different properties?
Yeah, Paul, well, we realized pretty early on when you're in an industry that really views you as event planners, and all of a sudden the doors are shutting for most of the amenities on the property, you really have to pivot the way you're working with neighbors, right? And so, you know, when we're no longer allowed to do events, and yet that's what we're kind of recognized at, the key thing for us was just to start listening to industry leaders, some of our key national partners, and even, you know, partners here locally, tell us what the felt needs were, and being able to respond to that. For us, it meant almost a wholesale change in how we do things. I did want to build a little bit upon what Jackie shared in terms of rent. What we're hearing nationally is that, you know, from these industry leaders back in March, everyone was anxious about April. Actually, they coined that phrase, anxious April. But what they've kind of found out is that it's not nearly as bad as they anticipated, but May is really become the one to watch really carefully. So the numbers that Jackie reported are very accurate from what we're hearing nationwide. And it's less than what everybody expected, but they're waiting for the other shoe to drop. And so just, we need to be just diligent in recognizing this, recognizing that there are cash flow issues for the owners and for the property management teams. And, you know, how can we also work with them to ease some of those, yeah, some of those tensions?
Jackie, last week we did an episode on performing maintenance during this pandemic, the challenges involved with that. That's a major part of operating a property, is you've got to be able to respond to emergencies and even, you know, what do you do about non-emergencies? What type of policies have you put in place or changes have you made because of this crisis as far as maintenance issues?
Gotcha. So we at Veritas, we hold service as one of our main reasons we do what we do. So we service our team, we service our tenants. And so we, as a company, have decided to continue to conduct work orders as normal with more precautionary measures as far as wearing masks and gloves whenever you enter an apartment. Our team is required to wash their hands before and after conducting a service request, wearing all the equipment that they're required. When a service request is taken or received by one of our tenants, we will always do a follow-up call and make sure that we're asking the resident whether or not there's any symptoms in anybody in the apartment before entering the apartment, just taking those precautionary measures. Most of the people are responding very well to those questions and not, you know, taking it any kind of offense. And then that way it's kind of safe for our team to go in there and conduct the work orders. We've also conducted recordings of how to replace an AC filter and sent those to our tenants to let them know, you know, we can place the AC filter on the outside of your apartment door, and then here are the instructions on how to install it. Same thing with light bulbs, how to reset a garbage disposal. The more basic service requests, we have videos that they can view and potentially perform on their own, but we're at no point are we letting somebody know, oh, I'm sorry, we can't take care of that right now. We're trying our very best to continue to serve them so that we can, you know, they're home, so we want to make sure that they're taken care of. So kind of the way that we're addressing it here at Veritas.
And how, just curious, when you're asking the resident to potentially, you know, take care of some of those things on their own, and you're providing them the instruction and leaving the materials for them, how is that being received? Are they understanding of the fact that due to this crisis, that you want to keep your employees safe as well as them safe?
Right. So yeah, the, most of them are absolutely, you know, put it out there. My husband can take care of it. Or if it comes across a situation where it's somebody that are like, oh, I don't have a ladder, I can't really get up there, we'll absolutely send somebody in there and get them taken care of. It's more of, you know, trying to work together, go through this together, and we're getting a little bit of everything, but mostly people are cooperating.
It's interesting, Paul, as I hear Jackie sharing about that, it seems like their maintenance team are also first responders, right? They're putting mm-hmm. themselves at risk to take care of these residents. So that's pretty admirable.
And I think that's what we're seeing unfold during this whole crisis. You know, people are considered first responders, not just the healthcare workers and the you know, frontline police and firemen and EMTs and people like that, but the people who have to clean, you know, public transportation that you wouldn't think would be a first responder. They're right on the front lines, just like the maintenance workers are. It's something that's kind of changed the perspective of a lot of people that we're going to have to determine where we go from here in the future and what's going to change on a permanent basis. It's opened up a lot of eyes, I believe. We're going to take a break right now. We're going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing the topic of COVID-19, the new normal in multifamily. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me today is Jackie Aguirre, Vice President of Operations for Veritas Equity Management, and Peter Remis, Vice President of South Texas for Apartment Life. Before we jump back into the conversation, I want to remind our audience that if you'd like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. We talked a lot about different topics of changes and challenges that this pandemic crisis is thrusting upon the multifamily industry in the first segment. But one of the major lifebloods of any multifamily property is leasing and marketing the property. Jackie, you want to keep your prospects, your leasing prospects safe. You want to keep your leasing teams safe. What are you doing at Veritas to be able to continue to lease and also to keep everyone safe?
So what we're doing is what we've seen is we throughout our portfolio is a couple of our communities we did have to close our offices for. They were pretty large communities that had a lot of traffic flow that were coming in. And so what we ended up doing was conducting virtual tours. When people call in our office, we will automatically send them a video tour of a particular floor plan that they're possibly interested in, along with an online application portal usage so that they can log in, apply, look at the video, pay their money online, potentially also sign their lease online and move in, probably a meetup to turn in keys, give them any parking permits, the essentials that are needed. So our leasing process has become less face-to-face. We have also started a little bit of Zoom tours to where we can actually, if somebody still wants to have that face-to-face interaction, they can conduct a meeting on Zoom, and they can see who the leasing agent is and who they're working with, and if they have any questions, instead of doing it over the phone, they're doing it with a person in front of them. So we've seen a little bit more of our push in our social media as well. All of our ILSs have been very, very supportive on helping us with virtual tours as well. And then Facebook, Instagram, we are posting on a daily basis what's going on in the community. You know, what are the things that we're offering? Maybe what are some of the local places that are looking, are hiring for those people who are looking for work. And so we're being as supportive as we can on social media by posting those and informing them and knowing that there is a presence. We did not close. We are here to help, and we're here to answer any questions that they might have.
And have you noticed that traffic has been significantly down, or is it normal, or how have you seen the traffic?
It's oddly enough, people are still, needing apartments. So, either their contracts are probably expiring, where they're currently at. So phone calls have remained about the same. I wouldn't say that there's a drop. There's definitely a drop in walk-ins, drive-by traffic, but people are still calling and they're still in need of apartments. So it's not as the previous month, but it definitely has not stopped, or it's not at a halt.
Peter, I know apartment life, one of the ways you help different types of communities is when there's lease-ups. That's certainly not the only thing apartment life does, but it's one thing that I would say in my terminology is a specialty of apartment life. Tell us a little bit about what you're finding on those types of properties.
Yeah, Paul, what we're hearing from around the nation from industry experts, again, is that, leasing traffic is down, but it seems like the ratio of closings is up. Like, if people are out looking or calling, as Jackie mentioned, they're really in the market and they're ready to sign contracts. And so it's all about increasing leasing traffic in a very difficult time, right? And so we currently have two lease-ups that are really pilots for us for two major development companies here in Houston. And the one story I have to share, is extraordinary. It's when we were reaching out and saying, do we need to cut the event budget? One of these owners actually said they were going to increase the April budget by $10,000. And they were buying gift cards for all the residents to buy takeout at their restaurant clients. They're part of a multi-use development, and they have lots of restaurant clients who are struggling right now. So talk about being creative and really killing two birds with one stone. So what's come out of that is an increase in online reviews, positive online reviews. And I'm sure these residents are telling their friends and, people that they know about these, two $25 gift cards that they got to go buy food at their favorite restaurant. So just very creative. And and consequently, these two properties, both of them are on track to set, just amazing. In terms of stabilization, one of the properties is actually looking to stabilize 6 months ahead of budget. So that's all good news. So
that is.
Yeah.
Jackie, I'm curious, I've had several guests on the show, and they've all said basically the same thing, maybe using different words, but that the renewal process starts the day somebody moves in. And I know renewals is a major part of keeping a multifamily property occupied. How do you think this crisis is affecting renewals? You know, one could think that, renewals should be up because people don't want to go out and shop for apartments at this time. But I'm curious as to, and I know it's still early, but I'm curious as to if you're seeing any difference in renewals.
You know what? We have noticed our renewals kind of slow down. We've had a lot of people, what we've done across the board is, they're allowing people to continue to stay on a month-to-month basis until everything kind of just settles down, and then opening the door again and just being, hey, you want to consider potentially doing a long-term renewal. So for sure, allowing people to do a month-to-month. And we're also extending it to where if somebody wants to renew, letting them out, if they were to lose their job between now and 3 months out, if they were to lose their job, we can give them a way out so that they don't feel like I got binded into this during a crisis where I wasn't sure what to do. So we're trying to work with them as much as we can. Definitely a lot of uncertainty out there. And so we just want to be able to let them know that we are here to help and be understanding about the situation. And I think that with us continuing to have a presence and conducting the service requests in the apartment in the midst of all this, also speaks volumes for them, and they want to stay. They don't want to go into something, maybe move into another community where they won't feel the same way.
Yeah, it's always uncertain. I mean, people think the grass is always greener, but you just never know until you move in, and at that point in time, you're not left with a lot of choices. We got a couple of minutes left in this segment. Peter, tell me a little bit about what your teams are reporting back. As far as not on the lease ups, but just on conventional properties, what are they finding as far as comments that residents are making about leasing and staying put?
Well, pretty much what Jackie said. I think it's everybody is still kind of in a wait and see mode in terms of if they had plans to move out, they're kind of postponing those plans on a month-to-month basis. And, at the same point, I mean, things are uncertain for everybody right now. So they're just trying to, stay put while they figure out what's going to happen, and then, make their decisions based on, when things reopen again. So we're kind of experiencing or hearing the same thing from the residents. In the meantime, they're finding a way to get through this together, and some very innovative ways of doing that, which, is actually pretty interesting to watch how people still stay connected in the midst of social distancing.
I got to tell you that I've probably had more phone calls with people during this time than in the last several years, because you get tired of doing emails and text messages. You want to have that interaction. You want to hear people's voices when you're kind of self-quarantining or isolating. So it's important. That sense of community is important. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in the next segment. But right now, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management.
Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogix professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogix at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back, and you're listening to Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing the topic of COVID-19, the new normal in multifamily. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me today is Jackie Aguirre, Vice President of Operations for Veritas Equity Management, and Peter Revis, Vice President of South Texas for Apartment Life. I want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S., Rasa Floors, the professional flooring advisor specializing in make-ready replacement flooring for the multifamily industry throughout Texas and Oklahoma. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enhanced products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. WaterLogix, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. Jackie, you mentioned your teams, and it's important to keep them motivated. They're going through the same thing that everyone else is, but yet they're called upon to be these first responders, as we previously discussed. Not only the maintenance staff, but the leasing and management teams as well. Tell us a little bit about what you do at Veritas to help keep your teams motivated and going during this crisis.
Sure. So we have a pretty large team, and we understand that they're going through some of the similar fears that a lot of people are going through right now, the uncertainties. And I think one of the first things that actually hits them is, are they going to lose their job? Are they going to, lose wages? Is something going to happen? Some fears go as far as thinking that the business is going to shut down because people aren't going to pay rent. And so what we've done is we've pretty much met with our entire team and let them know, hey, we are here. We are very understanding about what's going on. Your job is still here. It's guaranteed. Do not feel like you're going to get any kind of loss in your wages. Work will continue. And so we obviously just need to take the precautionary measures as far as nobody being put at a level of risk where they'll be getting the virus. And so just being able to give them some kind of certainty that we're here to support each other and they're not going to lose their jobs. We've also, the owner has had individual conversations with each member and has asked about how are they feeling. We personally gave out $100 bills to everyone, letting them know this is a commitment, we're here for you, and here's a small token of our appreciation. On a weekly basis, we're also conducting small challenges. Maybe each team will conduct a TikTok video challenge and share it with their community so that they can see the efforts of our team. Having that presence, again, that we think is very important. We've also, every week, have decided to send out lunches to our entire team. As a token of appreciation, because they've also showed the commitment of coming to work every day. So just little acts like that go a long way, and them knowing that we are also here for them, and we're also making the drive and asking how's everything going. I'm trying to think of other things that we've done as well, but every week we're continuing to do things for them. We bought them shirts that says "Together We Can," and so that really lifts the spirit. across the board. And so, we're, like I said, we're all in this together, and we're going to get through it, and we want to look back at it and be like, wow, you know, we made it.
Yeah, no, that's great, and I'm sure it's very much appreciated. Peter, I know that Apartment Life is a company that creates a sense of community on properties, and I just want you to, for anybody who has not heard in our audience what Apartment Life does, to just kind of give a brief overview, and then let's discuss how, in this crisis, Apartment Life has been able to help properties respond. So just give us a brief overview of what Apartment Life does.
Sure, Paul. We're obviously, we're a national company that focuses really on what we call the art of neighboring. So we place couples who live on site, and they, you know, they're the crazy people in the neighborhood that do block parties and welcome new people as they move in, and just provide random acts of care and kindness as good neighbors are supposed to do. So, yeah, we're currently in 550 communities internationally, and what's surprising that in the midst of this crisis, our numbers are actually growing in terms of number of communities. So, yeah, what we've had to do is really pivot, where instead of doing events, we're now doing the resident wellness check-ins. We're calling residents. We're finding out what the felt needs are, if they're financial or job loss, or, you know, elderly people who need their prescriptions picked up. We're there to take care of those, you know, those felt needs in the community. And at the same time, you know, meeting with the management staff and finding out what do you guys need? How can we help you? A lot of the offices now are closed. And so, you know, providing package delivery for the management team to residents, those kind of things, because, you know, we had an industry leader who said, you're one of the few COVID-19 approved amenities. And so, because we live there, we're just going to continue to do what we do, but do it a little bit differently. So,
yeah, and I mean, I think you touched on something that's very important. If at any time in our history, this is the time when that sense of community needs to be at the forefront. And, you know, that's been the rap, the bad rap for the apartment industry for, you know, many, many years, is that people live in apartments, they don't know their neighbors and so forth. But, you know, this is something that Apartment Life makes sure that there is that sense of community and everybody knows each other and so forth. Let's talk a little bit about, you had kind of related to me a story. We've got about 4 minutes left of this segment, about something that happened actually on one of Jackie's properties. Tell us what happened.
Well, you know, I'm going to let Jackie tell the story because she told it to me, and I was so encouraged. We had a national town hall meeting, and it was one of the stories that was shared nationally with the Apartment Life team. So I'll let Jackie take it away.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I got a phone call on a Sunday morning, April 5th, and it was a fire. We had a fire on a third-story building at one of our communities, and the roof was on fire. We had the ambulance out there. We jetted out there to see what was going on. Sure enough, we had the entire edge of a building that was affected by it, almost 6 units that we had to evacuate. We had to evacuate the entire building, but only relocate 6 units. And so in the midst of all this, the entire team showed up, and it was wonderful to see that our Apartment Life team, Nate and Dion, that live there, reached out to our manager right away and said, hey, we heard about what's going on. How can we help? Like, what do you need us to do? And in that moment, what we were dealing with, talking to the firefighters and the tenants and asking them if everybody was okay, we had to pretty much relocate those tenants into a different apartment. And Nate and Dion with Apartment Life put on their tennis shoes and started moving stuff up, boxing stuff up, helping everybody out. We had a couple of tenants that were actually out of town. They weren't even home. So we got a hold of them and asked if we could help get some of their stuff out before it got more damage with the water. And, yeah, it was great. The whole entire team came together. Nate, they have some kids and they were helping out too. And it was wonderful because we needed those extra hands. We have a small, well, medium-sized team there, and we had as many hands as we can, but having those extra pair of hands there who were boxing stuff up for us, lifting heavy boxes, furniture, everything that we needed to get out of those buildings, we got it all out, and we really appreciate that. That went speaks of volumes as far as what apartment life can do at an apartment community. And it's not just events. It's that community. And it just so happened that some of these residents that we had to relocate, they knew our apartment life team. So they knew them because when they moved in, they received that welcome call and that follow-up call. And they had actually attended some of the events that they had organized for us. So it was quite wonderful to be able to experience that extra help from them.
Yeah. You know, Paul, for years in the industry, I've been trying to, I guess, change people's paradigm in terms of apartment life, because we're kind of recognized as event planners. And I've always been saying, you know, well, that's something we do, but it's not really who we are. We've actually been given a chance to prove that. And this story that Jackie shared, it really touched all the leadership team at Apartment Life that our team would step up in this extraordinary way. So thank you, Jackie.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Peter.
They're part of our team.
And Peter.
Yes, sir.
Peter, we've got about 45 seconds left, but Apartment Life has been around for how many years?
We're celebrating 20 years in 2020. So,
wow.
And what a way to celebrate 20 years.
With a pandemic.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to take a break and be back after these messages. We'll be back with our final segment of Multifamily Matters. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing the topic of COVID-19, the new normal in multifamily. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me today is Jackie Aguirre, Vice President of Operations for Veritas Equity Management, and Peter Remes, Vice President of South Texas for Apartment Life. You know, when we think about this topic and we're talking about all the things that we're doing differently and how we're responding to the challenges that are appearing, some, you know, some you would think of and some catch us by surprise. But how do you think this is going to change the way we do things once everything is gone and we, in a sense, go back to the way it was before, where we're not having to deal with these things. Do you think that we're going to still take the precautionary steps? And how do we not get caught off guard or caught in the future having to deal with these things? And I know no one can tell the future about how things will change, but just some ideas for our listeners. What do you think, Jackie?
You know, I think that this has definitely left a mark across society in general. I feel like people are going to definitely think twice before that handshake comes. But I think in general, our team is going to definitely think about safety a little bit more when entering a unit, whenever they're conducting these work orders. So safety, I think, is going to be for sure still lingering around. And we, as a company in general, we've set policies and procedures in place that we did not have before. So continuing to do these checkups and making sure that we have the protective equipment in stock, conducting the virtual tours in general, I think it has broadened. So now we'll have better capabilities, knowledge of how to use tools to reach out a whole different market, maybe people who are trying to move into Houston that don't know anything about Houston. So I think there's going to be a positive change across the board, and I'm very much looking forward to see a sense of relief as well, but just being able to keep in mind that we need to continue to wash our hands and keep hand sanitizers on the desk, things like that.
Yeah. And Peter, I know prior to this, so much of what apartment life did was from a social standpoint where people congregate and meet. And of course, when the industry as a whole has things like conferences and conventions and you're bringing thousands of people together, what is it that you see changing potentially in the future?
Yeah, I think Jackie kind of nailed it, is that it's opened up opportunities to use the available technology that's out there. That's creating great efficiencies in business. Everybody knows how to use Zoom now, right? We feel like we're on the Brady Bunch every day. But at the same point, I had a couple of weeks ago when we were doing our pivot and offering something pretty special to our existing clients in terms of helping with cash flow, I had 15 Zoom calls with 25 regional managers and above in the course of 2 days. I could never accomplish that. But because everybody's used to utilizing the technology, I think that's not going to go away. Not that we're not going to have personal meetings, but I think we're going to take advantage. And, you know, it even translates to our teams. So we're now able to deliver really virtual programs where we're doing virtual events like Netflix movies, where we'll drop off a bag of popcorn and a Netflix gift card, and everybody in the community gets on, watches the same movie, and chats online during the movie. There's other very creative events our teams have come up with that are done virtually. So it's giving us an opportunity to serve a community that we're looking for a team but don't necessarily have one in place on the property. Well, one of our existing teams can actually deliver those virtual services using the technology. So that's just in our small space. I can't imagine when you look at the industry as a whole, how much it's going to change the way we do business. So.
And Jackie, when you're talking about, or when you think about recruiting for people to work for you and at your different properties. Is anything going to change with that process? Is anything going to change with the way you try to find your new employees?
Absolutely. We'll have the option of conducting the virtual tours. We usually do them in person, but we definitely, our social media has been out there a little bit more. We're exposing a little bit more of who we are and what we do and what we stand for. I think that anybody who is interested in joining our team if they do their homework, which I would expect for them to do some kind of research on our company, would definitely be something that they can bring to an interview. And he is, can we talk a little bit about what happened here? What did you, how you guys handled? And they can get a perspective of how we do things. So I think it'll be a positive change for sure.
What precautionary things, I know you mentioned stocking up on supplies and things like that, but what types of things, or how do you feel when this is all over, you know, you're going to try and do things to get ready for some other type of situation that could occur that could have the same type of effect? Or do you think that it's going to be something that is going to be attacked right away as far as getting things in place? Or are you going to take a chance to kind of debrief and think about it? How do you feel like you're going to react once this is over?
Well, there'll definitely be a sense of calmness. But, yeah, we regroup. We'll regroup and analyze everything from day one and what kind of actions were taken. And then from there, stocking up and making sure that we continue the calls whenever a service request gets put in, and identifying, you know, whether or not I feel like this is, it's going to linger for some time. So we still, I think, need to continue with the precautionary measures as far as the team understanding that there's still some level of exposure. So we still need to, you know, keep distance, but at the same time, maybe put a smile on, maybe don't do the handshake. Keeping all of our vendors and understanding they're going to have the required items that we need. So we can wear our safety mask and our gloves. I don't think it's going to be too hard, but I think we will definitely assemble and just look back and see what we can get out of this, and mostly just be being precautionary as far as how we handle things, both in the leasing office and in the tenants unit.
You know, we could talk about a lot of different things about this topic for another segment, but before we close out this segment, Peter, I want to ask you this question, and then I want to turn to Jackie. But tell us a little bit about why Apartment Life was founded. What was the reason that it came about 20 years ago? And I know you said you've grown to over 550 properties internationally now. How did it all start?
Well, we found out, and it still exists, that 54% of apartment residents have zero friends living in their apartment community. So really, there's a disconnectedness in our society. Their neighbors don't know each other. And we found that, you know, if we could break that cycle of not knowing who your neighbor is, the community becomes a better place to live. You want to live there longer. It becomes a safer place. And so that really was the genesis of this. But, you know, more than anything, we've found and learned because of COVID-19 that we have neighbors who have really felt needs. You know, the unemployment or the financial crisis that they're facing right now. We're now more prepared and to help our residents in those areas, that there are resources out there. And, you know, we've just had to think a little bit further on how can we really love our neighbors. And that's really what we're all about. How do we love our neighbors and do that in a way that is going to impact their life? And so, and then watch them start loving their neighbors, you know, kind of a pay it forward. And so, yeah, thank you for the question, Paul. But this crisis we're going through has revealed to us a lot of how we can actually be better at the Art of Neighboring.
And I was going to say that, you know, you mentioned Apartment Life helps properties with lease-ups. You help properties with resident retention. Your teams on the properties will find out information that maybe the management staff doesn't know because the residents might confide more into the apartment's life because team because they're a neighbor than they will in the management staff. So there's a lot of benefits to it. Tell our listeners, if they want to get in touch with you and Apartment Life, how they can do that.
Yeah, real simple, Paul. Our website is www.apartmentlife.org, and there's a contact page on that website. Or if you're locally here in South Texas, my email address is my first name, Peter, last name, Remes, R-E-M-M-E-S, no dot in between, at apartmentlife.org. And would love to hear from anybody. And, you know, we're not right for every community, but where there's a felt need for a sense of community, we can help.
All right. We've got about a minute or so left in the show. And, Jackie, I want to ask you the same question I always ask to each guest who's in the industry is, number one, how did you get into the business? And then the second thing is, tell us a little bit about Veritas. And also, if they want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Yeah, so I started in the industry in 2005. I did it as a summer job. My dad was the manager, and I grabbed on as a leasing, moved my way up, and I'm here with Veritas. Well, I'm very fortunate to be with Veritas. They've been around since 2009. We're a quite unique management company. We manage properties all over Houston. And if you want to find some information about our company, you can find us at vemanagement.com. We're always looking for talented professionals to join our team. We also have a Facebook account that you guys can see some of the great stuff that we do, and that's Veritas Equity Management. And, we're quite unique. That's as much as I can say. Once you're part of our team, it's very hard to go. You'll stay here with us forever. So we invite you guys to visit our website.
Well, fantastic. Well, thank you both for joining us today. It's a great topic. Unfortunately, it's a topic that we have to discuss. And we will be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.